Hello, I'm your host Curtis Franklin here at Interop New York 2007, and today I'm with Mr. Julian Clark, who is CEO of ManageWise. Welcome to Interop, Mr. Clark.
Thank you for having me.
First, can you give us a brief rundown on what ManageWise is?
ManageWise is a collection of software which deals with human resources, time attendance tracking, security monitoring, streaming video, and logistics, all of which runs on open source technology, allowing companies to have a multiple access from different regions, different faces, from the standpoint of human resources, managing employees, in terms of time management, productivity tracking, dealing with payroll, in terms of security, being able to access every given door, camera over networks, allow a central server to feed the different points worldwide. ManageWise is a collection of tools that runs on one box using open source technology, which drives pretty much the productivity of different sections, divisions, and companies, both locally, regionally, and even internationally.
And you were describing all of the components of ManageWise. How important is the networking aspect of this? Is this a product that has to run in a central location or in a single location, or is this designed to be a distributed product running in many locations?
Interesting point. The software does have the potential to run both central and decentralized. I'll explain. Having a central server using the open source, in this case we use the MySQL backend, allows companies to have across region of various networks. Our software connects via IP. Even our hardware connects via IP, from our swipe systems, our biometrics, from our access control, our cameras over IP. Everything relies heavily on the network, which obviously functions over sending that data via IP. So we pretty much are these avid supporters of IP technology, but seeing it in a more closely knit way, working IP, not just software, but also connecting to your devices, your hardware, and of course, your video.
You've mentioned a couple of times the video aspect, and you've also mentioned things like biometrics. It sounds like you're working with many different data types as part of your package. How important is the multiple data types, the video, the biometrics, to the central concept of what you're doing with your application?
Well, looking at it from a standpoint of people management, where companies, as they're either whether new companies or existing companies, one is manage their employees, their structure, even down to the contractor, even the visitor, every person that comes into that organization, whether the employer or not. In terms of the areas I mentioned, in terms of video and biometrics and hardware, these are the collection points. We are no longer in Stone Age times. Why should we have to rely on manual procedures and books and cards? The biometrics is a central component which identifies that person, identity management. The video, which relates heavily on the accessibility via video, where you can see the location or the person or the property which you own, 10,000 miles away, through one central server. So the devices doesn't in any way limit. It expands our whole range because we support many different types of devices, down even to car park management barrier systems. It doesn't matter. We convert that device to IP. We connect to electronics, and we allow devices to talk to our server, which allows our companies to grow their property management as well as their people management.
When I hear you talk about all of the functions that come back to your central server over the network, as I'm listening to you describe all of the functions that your software can handle, I'm left wondering just how powerful a server is required. It sounds like you may need an immensely powerful server sitting at the center of this entire application. Is that true, or will this run on a more modest server?
What's so wonderful about the internet and technology and all these different companies have emerged to be a part of the whole internet and world is that we have a several amounts of database platforms. One in particular, we use MySQL. And if you think of the various websites, the big major names, the Yahoo and the Googles and all the different websites, one might wonder what database do these companies use? Well, most of these large companies do use MySQL. Now, our server doesn't require a high amount of hardware. We can actually run our database on the average Pentium 3, Pentium 4 system with at least 5 TB of RAM memory, and any additional resource requirement will be based on if you, for example, you're processing a lot of video in terms of our video surveillance technology. But in terms of the data, there's not a delaying factor existed. The same way how you can log on to a system 10,000 miles away, and the speed in which you obtain that information is the same speed you get with our system. So hardware does not pose a customer problem in terms of extensive memory or storage capacity. We use a very compressed and very fast, efficient system that allows companies to grow with limited or reduced cost.
Very good. Now, one of the things that I have to comment on, I think it's obvious listening that you are from Barbados. And as I mentioned before we began the interview, when I think of centers of high-tech development, Barbados is not one of the places that instantly leaps to mind. As an entrepreneur working in Barbados, how is it trying to get from Barbados into the larger world market? Is this something where there are particular issues that come from being in Barbados, or is it to the point where it's like being from any other country?
Barbados has been developing its pace in the IT, in the financial services, offshore services for quite a long time. When you hear Barbados, you think of sun, beach and sand, and tourism market. Yes, it's a great place to go for relaxation, but it's also one of the most recognized islands in the Caribbean training that is area that's been seen to be growing up in different technical and the financial and the data centers and so forth. However, in terms of the IT, the software development, yes, many would say that they're not accustomed to hearing any form of new developments of one sort or the other out of Barbados. But what I can safely tell you, Barbados is a place that's been changing. The education structure has been adapting to the new world. We've been given a lot of support from our own ministers and our governments there in Barbados. And our technology has taken off, not just only from the standpoint of within the last few years. This company has started well over 12 years, but however, within the past 6-7 years, we have been focusing on what's happening in the world, not just Barbados. And it's allowed our company to step out and actually further seek out the qualified candidates who can actually support the company and help bring about the goal and the vision which the company always had. We are that company. We're the company that has been looking from the outside, looking in on the world and seeing what's happening. But the interesting thing is that being that we are still remote and still connected to the world, it allows us to focus on our plans of development to build a system that becomes the pioneer of many systems as many will follow this kind of step if you're taken.
You mentioned people following. You mentioned people following in the steps that you were taking. Should we look at ManageWise as the first of a wave of companies that we're likely to see coming out of Barbados? Do you see other companies developing products that we should expect to see in the future?
Well, basically speaking, from the standpoint of development, most Caribbean countries are not known for the software development areas, and that is true fact. There are always one, and just of many, that who take that leap. You might have heard of several countries, websites that have started in Switzerland and Spain. And we never thought of these countries, places where development even happens. But there's always someone, a company, someone that exists that who's influenced by the world and its technology and what it has to offer and what needs to change. ManageWise has been is that company in Barbados, out of the entire Caribbean, that has been making big leaps and bounds into bringing all the different technologies into one box and giving consumers the ability to function globally without high cost. Now, that being said, Barbados is a place that seen to where, and what will happen after actually is you can find a new emergence of companies looking more further abroad for technologies to suit them, because we need to have that other eye looking from different angles to really focusing on what the issues, the solutions that are required for companies to be profitable. And you do need an integration of tools, like a suite of tools, to allow your company to consistently grow to that full performance.
Well, Mr. Clark, thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us today. We've enjoyed hearing about ManageWise, and we will look forward to hearing about future developments from your company and from companies like yours from the island of Barbados. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And remember, when you go to our website, type www.managewise.com. That is Y is www.managewise.com. But thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure interacting with you, and I hope to also meet with you and give you further updates on our new steps and new technologies which we have to offer. Thank you.
I'm your host, Curtis Franklin. This has been an on-site podcast from Interop New York 2007. This podcast interview took place before the show opened. You may have heard the sounds of construction going on around us. I've been joined by Mr. Julian Clark, CEO of ManageWise. Thank you for listening to this podcast interview. Please check on our website and come back and listen to other Interop New York 2007 podcasts. Until then, this is Curtis Franklin saying so long. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the internet.